Well, welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. We actually have three stupid guys here today. How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah, we can do the math today.
Yeah, we have Mike and Matt. Russ is having internet problems or something that only Russ can seem to have. And today is the first day I'm doing this kind of solo without Jay. Jay didn't. My phone was in the garage. Him and Colleen were texting me, and I didn't see it till like 10 minutes before we had to record. So I ran up here, and they're running me guiding me through it. It took a while, but it was actually a lot easier than I was making it out to be. I made it a little tougher than it had to be, but it is what it is. But we survived. But before I go on, before I forget, because I always seem to forget, these podcasts and other ones like I had it written down. Bring it back. Like The Walking Dead that we, with three stupid guys, will be on right after this one. The Leftover Podcast, Ramblecast, Married Man's Back, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. We have Game of Thrones coming when Game of Thrones comes back, and all types of other podcasts are helped by you, the listeners, over at patreons.com/jayandjack. Is it .com or patreons.com? Do you guys remember? Or is patreon.com/jayandjack? I think that's how it goes.
Yes, that's, yep. And that's Patreon with an R-E-O-N.
So. So anyway, if you Google it, you can help us out. You know, just whatever you can do is great. Keeps us off the streets and
keeps us off the streets
and helps me better with my coaching decisions, like when to make a when to do a fake punt, when not to do a fake punt. But that's a whole different story. But again, if you help us out, great. If not, then just listening to us and putting up with us is probably more than most people could handle anyway. So. Anyway, how did you guys? Any football games you guys want to talk about? Matt, you had a game you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think some team from Indianapolis played the game or something.
No, Monday night game.
Yeah, the Monday night game. That is the only thing that I kept thinking about all weekend. If you were a sports fan or not, you were thinking about that Monday night game. Like 8 o'clock, they're gonna show this commercial, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, halftime." If you don't know what commercial I'm talking about Star Wars, right? Right? I mean, everybody was waiting for that.
All right, how many times have you guys watched it?
The original?
No.
Or the trailer?
The trailer.
Oh. Probably 10 plus.
10 times?
Yeah. Something about that. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot one more thing. Can you guys, if you want to, you can go on iTunes and leave us a nice review, a 5-star review, and say, hey, those three stupid guys are stupid. But I feel bad for him, so I'm giving him a 5-star review. And any one of those podcasts you can go on there that we do. Just go on the Jay and Jack family and just trickle down. But anyway, yeah, so you were saying that you saw it 10 times?
Yeah, probably 10 times plus. I don't know. I don't know what my over-under on that would be. I don't know if it's but I did watch it quite a bit. I'm sure a lot of other people have watched out there more than I have. But,
any theories you have about it?
I don't want to like spoil anything. I just want to kind of just live in. If Star Wars could just be an endless release of trailers, and we never saw the movie, right?
Did you already get tickets for it?
I came close. But I have a friend that I usually go see movies with, and I thought, well, I need to double check with him. I should have just bought him.
It's just like having another wife. You have to double check with your friend to even go. I want to go to the movie so bad, but that friend of mine, if I don't go with him, I might be sleeping on another couch.
No, I was actually thinking, like, okay, do I want to go to this one theater, or do I want to go to... There's a couple theaters that I'm thinking about, but I like the stadium seating, you know, but I don't know. So, and then it's like 2D or 3D. Like, what do you think, Mike? Are you going to go see this movie?
I didn't know there was options.
Did you know there were options? Yeah, 2D,
I didn't know it was
coming
out.
Marathon.
This is a whole new age. You can do whatever you want. It's not like when New Hope came out. But you went to a theater, and you sat there. You bought your popcorn, and there was no 3D, no nothing. It just was a chair and a screen.
Well, they did have those screens back then that bent around the edges, so that when you went zooming in hyperspace, curved.
I think we might have had the curved screen because it was a big theater. It wasn't your compact, you know, 100-person theater. It was like 1,000-person.
It wasn't an IMAX trademarked kind of thing back then.
No, it wasn't. Your mall theaters where you just go in there like a herd of cattle, and you get through the snack bar and just go find your seats. And if you were younger, you might be able to see three or four movies for the price of one. But I'm not condoning that. But maybe that happened with some people.
Well, Jack, that was before I was born. Were those in black and white movies, or were those talkies?
It was actually in color. New Hope was in color, in living color, and this is how, this was my expression the whole time watching the movie. The whole time. And if you want to see that expression, you're going to have to come join us on Google Chats, because it doesn't transfer into it. You can't see it during the... I'm not doing the ACC feed where I go like every stop, so...
Yeah, I was gonna mention that. You can watch the show YouTube. We have YouTube, like the whole podcast, if you really wanted to watch us. And
yeah, which is exciting.
I'm rocking a Star Wars T-shirt, and I've got Jupiter behind me again tonight. So
I have a grandpa T-shirt.
And you're rocking the zombie sign now.
I do. I should have put it a little higher. I didn't.
All
right. Didn't think about it.
So, anyway, yeah, the Star Wars trailer was good. I really enjoyed hearing Han Solo's voice, and I thought it was cool that now Han Solo is the crazy old fool that believes in the Jedi.
It does seem that way, yeah. It does.
So I thought that was kind of a nice, like, I don't know, just the subtlety of it, and everything looks like it's really...
It would have been nice if he was wearing a bathrobe and a hoodie like Obi-Wan Kenobi wore in the first movie, New Hope. It just came out and just, you know... You kind of moved around.
Bathrobe in a hoodie, yeah.
Didn't it look like a bathrobe and a hoodie to me? It looked like, because that's how the bathrobes were back then. It just had need that little rope around the.
Well, we haven't seen Luke yet, which is the big thing, is that we haven't seen Luke. So I think he's
in the movie, right? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he's in the movie. Mark Hamill is listed as being in the movie.
Okay, well, so I could be listed as being the movie and not being in the movie.
He's probably rocking the hoodie in a and like kind of some old. You know, bathrobe and just twitching. I don't know.
Mike, did you get tickets yet, or are you still weighing your options? Because now that you found out there's more than one way to watch it,
I will definitely wait past the first couple days for the crowds to die down.
Well,
I don't need to stand in line for the first couple days.
Well, third time I watch it, my wife watches it. Watched it with me, and she's not a big star. She's seen him, but she's not like, oh my god, Star Wars. And I'm watching, and just the music, it just puts us. Every time I hear that music, puts a smile on my face. I mean, just whatever it is, I could have the worst day in the world, and that music comes out. Oh, Jack, your house just burned down. Oh, but that Star Wars music's playing. So,
that's how I felt. You see the Millennium Falcon flying, and they bring out the Han Solo Princess Leia suite in the John Williams music, and it's just so beautiful. And you're just like, I don't care what's going to happen. I'm just probably going to cry right now. Thanks for giving me back my childhood for just this moment.
It's just such a cool thing, but I just can't wait. But no, she goes, well, I'm going to go online and buy them right now. I go, well, I don't know. I don't want to go there with I'm like Han Solo. I'm the old guy now. I'm like, Mike said wait for the crowd. So I don't know if I go there and deal with the geek factor and, you know, be surrounded by thousands and thousands of geeks and having to get there so early, even if you have the spot. I mean, I know you have the ticket, but you know if you don't get there early enough, you're going to be sitting in the front row like this.
Exactly. And I thought about that, too, and that's what kept me back from buying the tickets. There's just enough old man in me that I'm like, is there an 8 a.m. showing? Because I'll go to the 8 a.m. showing.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there early in the morning. I'd be there 6 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I would be rocking it with a cup of coffee and my bathrobe on. Just let me watch it. And,
with the hoodie.
With the hoodie, yeah, exactly. Nice bringing it back around there. I enjoyed it. It's definitely got me excited. And my wife watched it, and she had a thing where she was kind of, you know, she doesn't get into Star Wars, and she's okay. So stormtroopers can become Jedis? Like, I didn't realize that they were people. I thought they were robots. I'm just like,
You give her the Dave. Gotta give her the Dave.
No, I actually did the worst thing. I tried to explain the entire saga to her.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Then she gave me the Dave.
It's like, I'm done. My wife would have said, I'm done. I don't need the explaining. It's just, maybe I can go to the theater and because the geeks and dress up like Obi-Wan and go, this is not the theater you're looking for. And they all go, oh, Obi-Wan just told us it's down the street. And then they leave, and I have the theater all to myself. I'll keep a few of them because you do need that kind of
buffer,
the buffer, the comedy parts and stuff like that to make me laugh and stuff. But
it is nice seeing it on opening night where everybody's laughing and enjoying it together and applauding.
It's just I just don't think I can get there 3-4 hours early.
Yeah.
What are the people in the chat saying? Is Becky saying which referee is doing the Star Wars movie?
No, they're starting the Chargers Cowboys debate all over again in the chat.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I'm done.
Oh no, but with the Star Wars thing, it's like everybody has amnesia, and like Jar Jar Binks never happened.
Well, he didn't.
Like,
I mean, it was
like there's no downside to this new movie coming out. They forgot all their negative feelings.
But if you can think of, because it's been a while, but if you think of one movie that one character just killed a movie, he did a lot towards it. I mean, at one point I was ready to get up on this and just rip the screen down because he was irritating me so much. I said, someone just shoot him. Shoot him.
I mean, pretty much up until, you know, you're following Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon and you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. They're going down to Naboo. Everything's looking good. And then all of a sudden they run into a Gungan.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it's just been a Gungan stepping in a pile of dog poo.
Did we ever find out whose idea it was to bring this character into the Star Wars family? Here's an idea. Let's bring someone who's really annoying into the characters. I mean, I can live with the Ewoks, even the Ewoks I could deal with. But this guy...
He's the Bartman of the Star Wars universe, really, right?
There you go. It's sports related.
It's sports related. I'm bringing it back around, you know? So there was a really great Onion article on the satirical level of Bartman, and it said that Bartman announced, you're going to have to kill me in order for the Cubs to win.
God. You know, sad,
it's
though.
Pretty dark.
It's someone that you know, it's dangerous to print something like that because there's a lot of stupid people out there.
There's a lot of Cubs fans that would probably do that for free that wouldn't need any motivation.
It's just sad. But
well, the Onion doesn't hold back, that's for sure. They never have been one to stray away from something that's so poignant and so funny and so wrong.
It's funny, but if I had said that or wrote that and someone actually killed the guy, I'd feel a little guilty.
Yeah.
I would just be like, man. And speaking of the Cubs, they're losing 5-2, bottom of the eighth to the Mets. Mets could go up 3-0. Royals beat up on the Royals, the Blue Jays today, 14-2. They're up 3-1. So it looks like it could be the Royals versus the Mets. Could we finally have a small market team winning the World Series? It's been a while. No, not excited.
Yeah, it would be nice. I don't know if I would tune in if the Cubs weren't in it, but you know, good for the Mets, I guess, if they get there.
Wow, hating on the Mets. Wow, that's pretty rough.
Well, I feel for all those Back to the Future fans out there, a little bit of me included, that you know wishes that Marty McFly shows up Game 3, bottom of the whatever, and just wins that game.
Well, it was made before Bartman, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
But they did beat Miami, the Miami Fish, or Miami, whatever the Miami team was.
The Miami team.
Jaws 19.
Which should never happen, but the fourth one should have never happened. Well, third one should never happen. They should have stopped at 2.
I liked the one in the Bahamas. There was something so ridiculous and fun about that. You know,
the Bahamas. Is that the one with Michael Caine?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know what the name of the woman is, but at some point...
Oh, she was in that movie with Tom Selleck. Ross, what's her name?
I don't know. She might as well have been in The Third Godfather. I mean,
she was in a few movies there in the like mid-80s where she was like on fire.
Right.
Poof. Okay, anyway, you guys done with Star Wars, done with baseball, get to football here?
I guess we can talk about those all games. Right. So you want to talk about yours?
We can wait on mine if you want. But I saw a lot of football this week. I saw the Dolphins play Tennessee. A dirty hit. Has he been suspended yet or fined?
Olivia Vernon?
Yeah, he went down low on a hit. Yeah, Marcus Mariota.
That probably wasn't a good week to do it after the coach had said the previous week, like, yeah, we're going to toe the line on being a dirty team.
Yeah, the first play. And, you know, Dominic Sue went, oh, I didn't even think about doing that. No? Did I leave you speechless there, Mike? Did we lose you?
He didn't even watch the game.
Mike, are you there? He's frozen. Mike is frozen.
I think it was a little bit of time travel. Marty.
If you can hear me.
He's there?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
So you can or you cannot?
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Yes, that's
all right.
Makes for a great podcast. I can't hear what you're saying.
Much better than losing like half hour a couple weeks ago.
So is it? Did he get fined yet?
Not yet. They're still reviewing the.
Now, are you happy with the outcome? It was a nice victory for your Dolphins.
Yes, winning 38 to whatever 10 is much better than losing.
I did have
the first four games.
I did have to stop Jay because Jay heard the Dolphins were winning and was on the phone to his bookie right away and saying, "Okay, now I got to put all the money on everything I own on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl because they're back on track." They did have a terrible. Did they? Was a challenge? Their assistant coach did something, and they called a timeout or something, and because it's the only guy he's going to listen to, he said. The only guy he's going to listen to. And it was a stupid challenge or something. It was a dumb call, but they said, oh, they're just working out the kinks. You know, new coach, new philosophy.
Man, Campbell, you got to give him time. He's a meathead, but he doesn't know what he's doing.
He just looks angry, but it's not like the Cleveland coach that always wears the sunglasses. I swear to God, if it's snowing in December and he's still wearing those stupid sunglasses, he needs to be fired.
Snow can get pretty bright out there.
All right, true. Okay, it's a cold, it's dreary, it's a typical Cleveland day and it's
raining. It actually
rainy.
Looks brown.
Yeah, exactly. And he's wearing those sunglasses. He needs to be fired right there in the spot. NFL should go, those are not NFL-approved sunglasses.
You know it's just because he has a hangover. If you were the coach for the Browns, you'd be like drinking every night, waking up, oh, God.
Well, that's a game they should have won. Again, Denver's defense wins the game.
I don't mind talking about that game. I did actually watch that game. All right. And, yeah, they were in it. I was actually kind of like, wow, Jack's going to pull off the upset because you picked
them. Yeah, I picked Cleveland, the mistake by the lake.
Yeah, there were a couple picks that we had. Actually, all of the games that I watched pretty much ended up that way.
Well, I started out really bad. I had a bad beginning to my week, but we never even talked about that. So, Mike, do you have the totals for everybody?
I went 9-5 for a total of 61. You went 7-7 for a total of 50. Matt was the winner this week with 10-4 for a total of 57.
Yes.
And Russ was trailing way behind at 6-8 for a total of 55.
Yeah, so right now I'm in dead last, but I'm making a comeback.
And I took over second place.
Yeah, you've been on fire. But Mike has been steady.
But Russ is trying really hard to catch up with you, Jack.
I think he can do it in the next couple weeks. And most people are going, who's Russ?
He's only been on one episode this season.
One episode. We've done seven podcasts, counting The Walking Dead.
Jay's been on six.
Yeah, and Russ has been on one, so.
Yeah, and the whole time, Jay could have been making those picks.
And all day, can I call? Can I call? No. No, you can't call. But anyway, so going back to it, then Cleveland lost the game in overtime, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
For people that don't remember, if you watched the YouTube link that night, Russ stared deeply into your eyes all night. He was focused on every viewer.
This was Russ.
Yeah.
Crazy. But, you know, it's cracking me up about the Cleveland game. I'm watching the game, and they're talking about Peyton Manning, and I hate to make fun of Peyton Manning, but they're on, like, the 13, 14-yard line, and they go, Manning went downfield on that one. He threw it, like, 10 yards.
Yeah.
Towards the end zone, and he goes, well, Manning went downfield on that play. I go, yeah, I could throw it 10 yards. I mean, you almost feel bad for him, but all these Denver fans, I'm watching them on Twitter, listen to them complain. They're 6-0. We need to replace Manning. Manning can't do it anymore. They're 6-0.
Right.
Now, they haven't really played anybody. And they've had some breaks. Kansas City totally imploded on that game. Kansas City should have won that game. But their defense seems to get a pick six every game.
Yep.
And their defense is on fire.
Just when they need it, too.
Right. Should they replace Peyton Manning? Because the offense is just not getting the job done.
If they could go out and sign like guy like Jim Sorgi or something, they might have a chance in the playoffs. I'm just saying, Jim Sorgi, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's not a combo you ever want to see again. No, I mean, I think about Hasselbeck. I mean, he's actually has a better record than Luck this season, and You know, I mean, who's to say that he couldn't have taken the Colts to a 6-0, you know?
Yeah.
You could possibly you might be able to trade Luck for Trent Richardson or something.
Yeah.
Although you could probably just pick him off waivers right now.
Yeah, I think Richardson's out there for anyone to take.
But I mean, really, though, if you think about it, like, some of the problems that have plagued the Colts, Luck-related, happens to be that he stays in the pocket too long, tries to make a play, either throws an interception, or he'll make a play, but because he stood in the pocket too long, holding call. There's been tons of holding calls. Well, that was put to rest with Hasselbeck, who basically was like, I get up there, and I get out of my hands as fast as I possibly can. And it seemed as though Luck had taken that to heart in the first quarter of the game on Sunday. And had it not been for one play, which I could just forget for the rest of the
game. Do you want to talk about the punt? You bring it up.
What play are you talking about?
It's got to be the punt play.
It's got to be the worst play in the, century.
About that play, didn't watch it live, but I saw it later on. You know, we all pick on Bill Belichick, and last week I said he's the A-Rod of, you know, and Tucker didn't understand what I was saying, and it's not just my analogy, so I think I stole it from someone else. Basically, A-Rod didn't have to use PEDs to be a Hall of Famer, right? He had a Hall of Fame career. He was a talented guy. But he cheated, got caught. Bill Belichick is probably the smartest coach in football. I think we can all agree on that. But he's done some things in his past that he's admitted to that hurts his reputation that he shouldn't have done. And that's why I compare him to Alex Rodriguez. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. Why are you trying to outsmart Bill Belichick? Because Bill Belichick's probably looking at you going, I probably already thought of this play. The excuse was, well, he wasn't supposed to hike it. What were you trying to do? I don't understand. It's Bill Belichick and the Patriots who win because they don't make mistakes.
There were two things that they were trying to do. They were trying to get them to flinch or come off sides during the play because it was such an odd play. Or the other thing that they wanted to happen was there to be a substitution because of the different play.
And they'd have 12 men on the field.
My biggest beef with the whole play is that it's 4th and 4. I don't mind that they went for it, but put Luck back there or punt the ball. I was fine with them punting the ball. I was like, hey, maybe there'll be another pick six. Who knows? Whatever, you know, but give them the chance. That play was so poorly executed that if you're the snapper or even if you're the guy that's getting the ball and you don't know what's happening, take a timeout.
Yeah.
It's like that was the thing that
take the 5-yard delay of game penalty.
Right. Exactly.
It was the wrong team to try to use that play against. You know, go against San Diego. They make enough mistakes each game to cost them a game. They would have jumped off sides. The Raiders, Buffalo, who gets 15 penalties a game, but not the Patriots. The Patriots are fine-tuned machine. They just don't make mistakes. And you're not going to outsmart. You might be able to line your players up and be able to disguise some certain plays and beat the Patriots, but you're not going to trick the Patriots into a win.
Well, I think they would have had better chance of getting somebody to flinch offsides or what have you had Luck held on to the ball, been the snapper, been the person in control of the ball, and basically taken it down to like zero and taken the penalty or whatever and kicked the ball. You know, like
at that time it was only a 6-point game, right?
Or 7-point or something like that. Yeah, I think it was a 7-point game because Vinatieri had missed the field. No, that was at the end. They scored after that. But because they lost it, the Patriots could win and go up 13 points, which really, really put them in the hole. And I don't know. It's embarrassing. I mean, especially because it happens on Sunday Night Football. It's the dumbest play, and it's the only thing everybody wants to talk about. And it's
I know the Michigan punter was really happy that play happened. Because if you haven't seen that play, I mean, that poor kid was getting death threats. And who is threatening a kid over a football game? Who threatens anyone over a football game, number one? But I don't know if you saw the play, but I don't know. I was like going, why did they even hike the ball?
Yeah.
It never made sense, but...
Well, needless to say, I mean, it's just... Yeah, it was frustrating. And I had
the Colts.
Yeah. They had a chance in that game. The main thing that, you know, even going into that night, I thought, okay, you know, maybe we won't win. Okay. And I was kind of resolved anyway, especially after watching the Chargers lose it. I mean, they were close. I was like, the Chargers came back to at least tie it. They would have had to have gone into overtime.
You want me to tell you a funny story? I'm in Target yesterday with my wife and I are in Target, and this lady's behind us, and they had a price up for this water. It was Dasani water. It said 3 for $11, and I guess that they put the wrong thing in the wrong thing. So we got three waters, so I went back and got a picture of it. So this whole lady sitting behind us waiting for us to get. It wasn't my fault. I hated doing it, but I ran back, got the picture, came back. So she's like getting this. She has this like dirty look on her face. She's looking at us all angry and stuff. Then she realizes, she looks and sees my Charger sweatshirt. Oh, your Charger? Are you Philip River fans too? And I go, and my wife goes, no, we're actually from San Diego. Oh my God, I did. She's going on. She goes, why don't we fire the offensive coordinator? Going on and on and on. She goes, I can't. But then she goes, I can't wait to go see a game out there in San Diego. It looks like a beautiful stadium. I go, it's a dump. her face was like. I go, well, you know, it's just not. And she goes, well, at least they're not talking about moving to L.A. anymore because I have all my. I go, no, that's still on. Well, I have all my San Diego stuff. I'm not. I don't want to have to buy L.A. stuff. Don't keep going on. So I ruined her day. But yeah, that game.
Twice.
I've been debating with a guy on Twitter. He's a Cleveland Browns fan who has it worse. And so I was going back and forth with the resume, and I said 4th and 29. And I go, okay, this twice in 6 days to have your heart ripped out because you didn't win. But actually, it was one of those moral victories where they're going, we outplayed them.
Yeah.
Just didn't win. I mean, the best quarterback on the field, I'm sure people are in there who are going to criticize the chat, but best quarterback on that field was Philip Rivers. It's not even a contest that day. He was the better quarter. I mean, throw it for
yeah. He broke his record, like his personal record for
He broke the Charger record.
And the Charger
record. That's with Dan Fouts, and he passed for 503 yards. It's the first time someone's passed for 500 yards without an interception and lost the game. Only San Diego. That's the record San Diego gets. They get those. First time that's ever happened. And you just sit there and watch the game, and it's just like drop passes. And, you know, Rodgers was getting, 30, 40 yards on a one-foot, pitch to the player. And the fat guy would run for 40 yards. You're like going, how is this possible? How are we not covering this guy? Just such a frustrating game to watch. But it was a fun game to watch. Even though you lost, even though your team lost, I thought it was a fun game.
He set the completions mark record, right?
Yeah, he had 40.
46.
46 and out of 65 tosses. And for his credit, the offensive line had only two of the original starters were in the offensive line, and he only got sacked 3 times. So for that to happen, but, the rookie Gordon is fumbling the ball. I still would have I would have brought Gordon in the game. If you're going to run the ball, I would have brought Gordon in the game. Because Woodhead is just not going to scare anybody at the goal line. He's just not, but it is what it is. I mean, just it happens. Like last week, they lost to Monday night by 3 inches, and this game they lost by 3 yards. So it's Charger football at its best.
And since I missed out on that week, that was a crazy call by Pittsburgh coming for it. Yeah.
and I watched the replay again. I didn't notice that Eric Weddle, our safety, I don't know who the fullback is for Pittsburgh. He literally tackled Eric Weddle. And that's how he scored. He grabs him and throws him down to the ground, and there's no call. I go, but the call that still ticks me off is the call they called the defenseless receiver where he hit him in the chest. We hit him in keeping him from going to the goal line. And last, against Green Bay, Malcolm Floyd was 3rd and 19, I think. He 18 yards. The guy led with his helmet, hit Malcolm Floyd in the back of the head, and no call. And we end up kicking a field goal. I go, how is that no call? And then our punter goes to punt, and the guy swaps his leg down as he extends his leg, and he injures our punter. No call.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that play, actually. And it had to do with, the whole landing the leg, or you can... But, yeah, I saw it. I mean, he came right on top of his leg.
Since when can you hit the punter without tipping? I said, well, he must have tipped the ball. And you watch the replay. He's not even close to it. And the reason the ball was a lousy kick is he hit his leg.
Yeah. It has something to do with, allowing the leg to come down, which is really dumb, because then it means that they're having to slide underneath.
Well, it's worse going – I would think it's worse going up than coming down.
Right.
Extending all this force going forward. Gravity's bringing him back down. But anyway, it wasn't the calls that cost that. I thought both the two – I thought Keenan Allen caught the touchdown at the end of the first half. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why we waited so long to call a timeout. But,
oh, right. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Because I was going, call timeout. I think he scored. Call timeout. I think he scored. Call. Mm-hmm. But they can't hear me from Raleigh to Green Bay screaming at my TV set. I'm encouraged. I thought the Chargers played really well. I thought Rivers looked fantastic. This guy should just leave and go to another team. Just go to a team that's going to win, because you're never going to win. You're never going to win in San Diego. Go to another team.
Well, luckily, the Chargers is an AFC where basically besides two teams, it's all a mess.
Well, that's the same thing with the NFC, though. There's not a lot of great teams in the NFC either. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I mean, we have those undefeated teams this week, right? So, yeah. Carolina.
And Carolina keeps winning.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera crazy eyes, they all love him. They all love Ron Rivera here. Because it's like every year, he needs to get fired. He's never going to get the job done. He's terrible. We love Ron. He's the greatest. They like you when you're winning. They hate you when you're losing. Yeah.
What is that old song? You know, they kick you when you're up. You kick you when you're down.
Oh, bubble-headed bleach blonde comes out of it. It's Don Henley.
Yeah, that's right.
Comes on. Kick you. Yeah, I don't know the name of the song, yeah. though. But now
anyway,
it does remind
me of that. But it's more like they love you when you're up and they kick you when you're down.
Right, so, exactly. It's like being a podcaster. You make one mistake, they're kicking you. You know, they're on iTunes. Instead of giving you that 5-star review, they should be giving you going on iTunes, going to Sports Talk with 3 Stupid Guys and go, I love these guys. They give it their all.
Yeah, any ratings or reviews would be great, but preferably just the 5 stars. Because, hey, come on.
Well, even when Mike's eating his tacos and breaking out and we can't hear him, it's still
We've upped our game this year. We have microphones, we have YouTube, we have an email, which is Sports Talk with 3, and it's
number three. I have to admit I haven't checked it in a while because nobody was emailing it, so I got tired of looking at it.
I need to put it on my phone. Meanwhile, there's like 5, you know, messages from Tucker, you know.
Yeah.
Why aren't you talking about the Patriots some more? Anyway.
Like I said, Patriots, they play the Jets this week. We'll see what happens. Anything else before we get into our picks, guys? Anything else you want to talk about? Mike?
Star Wars. I think
that's it.
Nothing but Star Wars.
Better than Car Wars.
All right.
You don't remember that, do you, Mike? You don't remember that?
I do. Saturday Night Live.
Okay. All right.
Saturday Night Live, I know.
Who was singing that? Who was the performer?
Isn't that Phil Hartman?
No. Not even close. Classic. No. Classic.
No.
Landshark? Was it Landshark?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That wasn't him either.
Bill Murray,
there you go. All right, so let's get in these picks. And let's see. I will go first, as always, because my picks are the ones you want to skip past. And get to the picks that people actually want to hear, that'll be right. First game is Seahawks versus the 49ers. 49ers look good the last couple weeks. Seahawks have looked terrible. I picked them last week because the 12th man, you've seen the pictures of people of the bus going over a cliff and all the people falling out, said, that's the 12th man in Seattle.
They lose one game at home in how long?
But they're in trouble. And then today, I guess Lynch and Fred Jackson were drag racing outside the complex where they practice at. And Fred Jackson got in an accident, and Marshawn Lynch just drove away. So anyway, wow. There's trouble in paradise. I'm gonna go. I think I've been wrong every week with the Seahawks, but I'm gonna go. I'm going the 49ers. I think they win this game. I don't know why. Matt?
I hate going after you, Jack, because I feel like Mike's just going to pick the opposite. I'm going to go 49ers.
You got to go with what your heart says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's drag racing going on, what else is going on?
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
It all goes back to that botched play at the end of the game, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They went from being back-to-back Super Bowls to being a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, people are saying this team's going to be a dynasty for 10 years. They got all these young players. They're signed under contract.
The dynasty's cracked, people.
It is.
So, it is. Seahawks.
Bring back Jim Zorn and Steve Largent.
Seattle's just a one-and-done city, just like Indianapolis.
Long-suffering.
Yeah. All right. What are you taking, Mike?
Yeah, Seattle's looked a little shaky, but three of their losses have been to Carolina, Green Bay, and Cincy, who look like pretty good playoff teams this year.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Chargers lose to those teams, and people go, they're still terrible. I don't get the analogy.
But you can blame it on the refs, because that's what you do every week. But I'm going to go to Seattle here.
Hold on a second. Did I blame the refs?
He didn't, actually. You had a nice
No, I said it's what it is.
You were saying there was a lot of calls that they missed in the Pittsburgh game, like the hitting the punter, the knocking.
It was no hitting the punter in the Pittsburgh game. It was the Green Bay game.
Green Bay, yeah, a little.
No, I'm saying that what ticked me up about the Pittsburgh game is Heath Miller catches a ball. Our safety hits him in the final, second and final play of the game. Hits him in the chest to keep him from going in the end zone. They said hitting a defensive receiver, which stopped the clock and moved it up, from 18 inches to 6 inches. Well, they got the touchdown by 3 inches.
I'm sure
they missed the tackling, of Eric Weddle that caused it. But, it's okay. We got called for the penalty. I mean, when you're losing, you notice the calls that go against you more. Because I notice when I'm reffing, the team that's losing, you can call 3 penalties on them, and it's a terribly called game.
Right.
If you're winning and you get 10 calls on you, you don't care because you're winning, right? You don't care. But it's the team that's losing. It happened the other night. I'm like going, all the calls are going against the other team. Why are you? It's just you're playing bad. But no, I've said the Chargers have made so many mistakes in every game. They should be 5-1. But you take away that they seem to make the crucial mistake. And like the start when he ran for 66 yards, it should have been a loss. He runs around the corner. All our Chargers were on the right side of the field. Nobody could stay back. See, you got me going again.
It was that spin move, though. All the Chargers were mesmerized by that spin move.
I just think he was falling, and we held him up, and he ran the other way. And it wasn't like it was Carl Lewis running. The guy's running. I'm like going, how can we not catch him?
They were like, ooh, that's a full circle.
Yeah. It's like watching Tony Hawk on a skateboard. Or wait, hoverboard, because it's now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're living in the future.
No, I did not blame the refs. Have a tough job, and like I said, that whole is it a catch or not yet? We said this last season because you saw the game against Detroit, and I'm happy they ruled it that way. But it's like every week there's a controversy on what a catch is. Why are they making it so complicated? Either he catches a ball or he doesn't. Enough. They've made it so complicated that these poor guys can't get the call right, or they are getting it right and we can't figure it out. There, I said something nice about the refs. Next game up is Bills versus Jags, and Matt, you're up first.
Well, I'm taking the Bills. I just can't trust Jacksonville and a 3-3 record like that with Buffalo. I don't know much about Buffalo this season, but the record speaks enough. And I've picked Jacksonville for the last, 2 weeks. I'm kind of like you with the Detroit thing, but that's enough.
I stayed with them till they won.
You did. You did. Tucker commended you, I think, in the chat. Or
oh, did he? Did. All right.
Or maybe it was Freako99 or 09. I don't know.
Anyway. I can't even see the chat here. I don't know what's going on.
He's going blind.
No, I just it's just blank. I don't know what the heck's going on with this chat, so I don't know. I haven't figured out the chat yet on this thing, so it is what it is. I don't care.
Hey, you have to podcast. You can't always, drink and drive.
I don't be like Russ and get memorized on the chat.
He didn't even get to the chat. He was just like
he's on his phone, so I don't know what that means. But anyway, Mike, you're going with.
Well, a quick note: the chat is in the YouTube. If you would open up the YouTube link, because I think right now you're probably looking at the Google Hangout chat.
I am. So it's in YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to touch anything.
I know
that makes
it's going
so
good.
It's like podcasting gold tonight. So when you got something this good, it's going to probably win a podcast award. Just I don't want to set you guys up for fail, but I think I see it. That people go, my God, that episode, that seventh episode of Sports Talk was it changed my life. In fact, it changed my life so much, I need to go to iTunes right now and give it a 5-star review.
And donate to Patreon.
At patreon.com because it changed my life.
But between Buffalo and Jacksonville, it's usually a safe bet to go against a team that's 1-5, with their one being over the horrible Miami Dolphins that were still coached by Joe Philbin. So I'm going to go with Buffalo here.
Yeah, I got to go Buffalo, but I will be rooting for the Jags.
Aw.
Well, because I'm looking at the whole wild card thing now. The Chargers.
He's already worried about playoff seeding in week 7.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's why not? Jack. That's what I do. That's what I do. All right, Mike, you're up next. It's T-Bag. I think it's time to make a quarterback change, but I'm not the coach. Of course, Gruden's not going to be the coach after this year anyway, so. Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, we've had a couple of bad Cousins weeks, so I'm hoping it's a good Cousins week where he won't turn over the ball 2 or 3 times. I'm going to go Washington here.
He's looked bad. Tampa Bay on the road. Washington's looking bad. I'm going Tampa Bay. Got to take some chances. It's early.
Yeah.
Early in the season, I can take some chances here. Gain a couple. My goal is to gain a couple wins each week.
If then you do that,
By the 15th week, I'm tied.
Yeah, you know what'll happen then? Like all of those early picks that we made for divisional champion and all of that stuff. Like all of that stuff will happen, and then you'll be in last place again.
Let's see. I have Colts winning the Super Bowl. San Diego win the AFC West. Baltimore, the AFC North, Miami. God, I'm done. I might as well quit. I'm not getting any extra points.
Well, Eagles,
Green Bay, Carolina. I do have Carolina Cardinals. NFC, I'm doing pretty good.
Carolina, yeah. They definitely could go on a tear there. I'm going to pick Washington and stick with Mike on this one.
All right. I'm up next. It's Atlanta versus Tennessee. Mariota may not play. Who's the backup in Tennessee? Nobody knows. All right. I'm going LT Atlanta. They rebound from the disappointing loss to the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, what a disappointing loss that was. I'm taking Atlanta as well. I think we all had picked Atlanta to win that, to just go in there and beat the Saints down. So
I thought Mike Smith was back coaching for the Falcons.
Yeah. And Tennessee, I mean, they've just given up. I mean, really. So
I don't know as much they've given up. They're just not that good. So Wisenhunt should have stayed as offensive coordinator for the Chargers. Would have made the playoffs last year, and he would have got a better option for a team than he could go to Miami. He could have been the Miami's head coach. Would that excite you, Mike?
He missed out.
He did. He missed out. It's all about timing. And, Mike, you're going with?
Tennessee had lost 8 in a row after losing to Miami. I think 8 in a row at home to Miami. I think they make it 9 in a row here to Atlanta.
Wow. It's not really encouraging to your fans come to a game that you know they're going to lose.
And Tucker Conley says Zach Menberger is the backup quarterback.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Tucker, because I have no idea who that is.
Road trip if you're an Atlanta fan, I'd say that.
That's not too far.
Yeah.
Anyway. Saints versus Colts. Matt is up next.
Matt,
you are up next.
Well, this is one that the Colts can win, should win. And don't try any more trick plays, or else we're just going to have to fire our coach during our off week, our bye week, right? I mean, we'll just take a play out of Miami's book there. I was trying to draw up some plays that the Colts could use. I'm going to share them.
Keep talking. There you go.
It's pretty much just, get a good offensive line and, and throw it down to this guy that's way open down
here. Is that T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah, that's T.Y. He gets open.
There you go. So if you didn't... The whole point of the play, if people I have to kind of describe this because not everybody's watching it. You get enough guys blocking, and T.Y. gets open. Luck throws the ball to him. He's wide, and in this diagram, he's wide open.
He's wide open. It looks like they're gonna run it. That's the thing.
All 11 guys on defense just stand there.
And watch T.Y. run by, and they all go, shoot. If we were playing for the Patriots, we knew it would have been a pass. But since we're playing for the Saints, we're a little dumber, and we didn't know, and we were waiting for a run. Oh man!
They're all like bobbleheads. So I hope somebody from the Colts will actually just kind of look at this, consider my playbook options. I'm not a professional; I'm an artist, but I can draw up some pretty cool X's and O's.
That was nice.
Yeah. So, a little something for the YouTubers. So, those kids these days with the YouTubers and their hula hoops.
Yeah, hula hoops. That would be exercise.
Yeah.
They just look at it and go, nah, huh? I don't know.
I'd rather watch people hula hoop.
Yeah, I go to Patreon and pay people to donate money to watch people hula hoop.
It's like video games, right? So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
People from the 50s, that's what they're doing nowadays.
I remember when I could play the hula hoops.
Yeah.
Stick and hoop.
Yeah. That and Frisbee was so cool. But anyway. Mike, you're going with...
Yeah, after seeing Matt's play design, I don't see how they could possibly lose. I'm going to Indianapolis here.
Oh, thanks for the vote of confidence there in my drawing ability.
I actually had the Saints, but since Matt did draw up such a great play, they probably already faxed it to the Colts, and they're probably hopefully, working on it. They're probably working on it right now.
I'm just saying, hopefully the Saints aren't watching this YouTube video.
Because what's going to happen is Luck's going to get sacked, and T.Y. I was open, but. You know, they rushed all 11 guys.
No, I set them up like bowling pins. Okay, there's like seven guys right here.
So that's not illegal. That's not a legal formation or anything like that.
New Orleans will send 11 guys out to cover T.Y. Hilton on the one play.
Well, I didn't draw, Johnson. He's on there too. So
okay,
yeah. Anyway,
forgot they had him. Yeah. Mike, you're up next. It's the Vikings versus the 1-5 Detroit Lions. Lions on fire. Lions. Rawr, on fire.
I think the Detroit will rest on their laurels now that they made Jack feel good about picking them every week. They finally got a win for Jack. So they'll be like, we're good for the rest of the year. I think Minnesota will come in here and steal a game. So Minnesota.
Yeah, it's at home, but Minnesota's the better team, even though they tried a few times to give the game back to Kansas City, but Kansas City just didn't have enough. Without Jamaal Charles, they just don't have enough weapons. Man. I'm going back to the Lions. I don't know why. I talked myself out of it. I'm going deeper.
It's just a habit. It's become a habit now.
I am with Jack. It's tempting to take the Lions because... You know, there's a little bit of that.
Jack took the Lions, so if you're with me, you're taking the Lions.
I guess so. I'm tempted to. I'll take them.
All right.
I mean, they're at home. You know, something can happen.
They were a playoff team last year. They were one crappy call away from going to the AFC Championship NFC Championship game, right?
I picked the Lions last week. That was one of my picks. I was like, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one bad call against Dallas. Where it got reversed somehow.
Yeah.
It would have been to the... they would have had a chance to play Green Bay, right?
Well, if you talk to the Chicago Bears fans, and I don't know if any of them listen to us because of Jack's complete homerism to Detroit, a place he's never visited.
hold on. But my dad was stationed in Detroit.
Okay.
So he was stationed... He used to go to... Part of his job during the war was go to a lot of Tiger games.
So are you saying your midichlorian count came from Detroit? So
that's what it was. He had to take a train from Pennsylvania to South Carolina, and he's a picky eater, and he had to eat pizza for the first time, and he was stationed in Detroit, so he went to a lot of Tiger games at Old Tiger Stadium. So I think that's part of my blood now.
Yeah, your midichlorian count.
Right, exactly. Know. So 23andMe doesn't know what they're talking about.
when you're in the womb, he's like, well, one day, 50 years from now, you will pick Detroit Lions every week on a podcast.
Oh, man.
But I've never been to Detroit, though.
I was just going to say that the Chicago fans might feel a different way about that Detroit game and some of the calls that maybe didn't go their way. So,
oh, they got hoes on you, yeah.
Yeah, I watched part of that game. I was flipping back and forth, and yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the catch. It was Tate, right? Donovan Tate? Not Donovan Tate, that's the actor.
Golden Tate.
Golden Tate. But anyway, it is what it is. It went my way, so I'm happy.
All right, well, let's keep moving that way.
Move along. So let's see, who went first that time? Was it Matt? No,
it was me.
You did. Okay, so I'm up next. It's Pittsburgh versus Kansas City. Oh, do you see the John Clayton got mad at me on Twitter? I forgot to talk about this.
No. Wow.
He said something. Biggest ups. What a huge upset. Pittsburgh beating. Who were they playing?
Arizona.
Huge upset. I tweeted John Clayton right after. I said, when was the last time Pittsburgh winning at home was a huge upset? He right tweets it with the third QB. I go, okay. So I'm calling out John Clayton just because I know I could probably take him. he's like one of those guys you look at and go, I could take him. I mean,
take that mailbag.
He's probably my age, but if he got upset with me and drove down here to Raleigh, I wouldn't run and hide. I'd be like, take off your glasses, John. We're going down.
Are you sure? Are you sure, Jackie? Have you seen his ponytail?
I'm with you, Jack. It wasn't a big upset. I called it. I thought Pittsburgh was going to handle it. I mean, well, after Pittsburgh winning.
He's saying because Vic went out. Well, because Vic got dirt in his eyes. I said, okay, and I kind of tried to make it easy because I know how John gets upset. I said, okay, can we change it from big to huge? Can we change it? I mean, okay, big upset, but not a huge upset? That'd be like Jacksonville going into Pittsburgh and beating Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly.
It's or like Jacksonville going to the Patriots and beating the Patriots at home.
Yep.
That's a huge upset. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh winning at home, they always win at home. It doesn't matter who their quarterback. They had Neil O'Donnell for years and went to a Super Bowl with Neil O'Donnell. So, anyway, did we lose Mike?
No, maybe.
Anyway, I'm going to go. It's one of those things where I want to root for Kansas City, but Pittsburgh's going to win this game. And John Clayton, if you're out there, I'm here in Raleigh.
Come at me, bro.
don't bring your bodyguards, me and you.
You know where my YouTube channel is.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Doesn't he do Clayton's mailbag or something like that? Or
I don't know.
Maybe that's something else.
I'm going to beat him up with his mailbag.
Maybe I'm thinking of Ed the Mailman that's in our chat.
There's a lot of guys I wouldn't talk back to because they're even some of these, you know, former football players stuff like that. But John Clayton, come on. Huge win.
Yeah.
Big.
Well, anyway, I'm sticking with Pittsburgh on this one. Kansas City, I know they're at home, but I just can't trust them. I mean, they could barely score on Sunday.
They have a very good defense.
So does Pittsburgh.
All right, there you go. But it's a huge win. It's been a huge win if they win.
They went into Kansas City and won.
It was a huge win.
With a backup and a backup.
I'm on ESPN to get my theories and stuff. Oh, woo. All right. John Clayton just went and gave us a one-star review.
Oh, man.
In the big John Clayton, Jack Twitter war of 2015, I'm going to go tie with Jack here. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you made the right decision, Mike. All right, we're going a little bit long on this one. It's probably, well, my fault. Next up is Browns versus the Rams. And Matt, you're up next.
I'm making it fast. Rams, St. Louis.
All right.
Off the bye week.
Yeah, I think the curse of Jonathan Football continues in St. Louis here.
Yeah, he got in trouble there, didn't he, over the weekend? Admitted he had a drink or so, fighting with his girlfriend.
Crazy days and crazy nights.
Poor guy, just can't seem to get his life on track there. But I'm going to go with the Rams also. Texans versus the Dolphins. Mike, you get to pick your home team first.
All right. I have no clue what's going on in Miami this year. I've gotten almost every game wrong. They're winless versus Houston in their career. They've never beaten Houston. They're 0-7.
Really?
Wow.
So I did not know that.
The time has come. The coin is coming out.
The famous coin.
The coin returns. Right.
I'll take heads if...
You're lucky John Clayton isn't here. He'd steal your coin.
But I got you backing my coin, so I'm good.
This is the first live viewing of the coin, too.
The coin. That's like a tradition.
It is heads. It is Miami.
Wow. And if you want to give some history on the coin, you had a coin, was it last year or the year before?
Pretty much every year, because I can never figure out Miami.
But the coin was always right, though, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, much better than I was.
Before we had video proof of you flipping the coin, I just always imagined the coin talking to you. Hi, Mike, it's me again. George Washington, pick Miami.
Is that what George Washington sounded like?
Really, with those teeth of his.
That's what the wooden teeth sounded like.
That's the father of our country?
Like not that? Wooden teeth, slave teeth.
Slave teeth.
We learned that on week one of Sports Talk.
Teeth from slaves.
Yeah, we're not just a stupid sports show.
Teeth from like dead people and stuff like that. They weren't wooden teeth, though.
Yep.
That's a myth. I got to go with Miami. It's at home. I'm going to root for the Texans, though.
Well, and since Mike gave that really crazy stat, I'm taking the stat. I'm going with Houston.
Wow. All right, I'm up next. Probably the biggest game of the weekend. Jets versus the Patriots. Jets 4-1. Pats are 5-0, right? Because they had a bye, coming off a bye week, right?
Yep, 5-0 and 4-1.
Mm-hmm. Revis Island.
It should be a good game. I'm
going to pick the Pats, and I'm going to root for the Pats.
Wow, a double down.
Got that whole wild card thing going.
Well, I don't have to root for the Pats ever. So, fortunately, I'm with this, you know, whole other mindset here. I'm picking the Jets. Oh, by the way, my sister was at that game on Sunday night.
Oh, was she?
Glad you had a good time, sis.
Because if she, for those who don't know, she's a Patriots fan.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And did she call the punt play?
Yeah. I think she was on the sidelines messing with the punter's head.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
What'd you take, Mike?
Yeah, neither team was on a bye week last week, but you would think that with Chuck Pagano's call that New England had a bye. But I'm going to go to Patriots here.
Have the Patriots had a bye yet? Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They had a bye week week four.
Week four, okay.
Jets had a bye week week five.
Week five. All right, next up is Matt. It's Oakland Raiders versus the San Diego Chargers. And, yes, I know ahead of time that there's going to be a lot of people there from a lot of Raider fans there at San Diego Stadium causing problems. It'll probably sound like it's mostly Raider fans because the Charger fans can be quiet because they don't want to get killed or knifed or something like that. But, hey, don't have to tweet me that
Raider fans there. What are they doing there? What
I don't want to hear it.
This is the battle for L.A., am I not right? They're going to say it. They're going to bill it like this.
Battle for – they're supposed to be sharing a stadium together. Well, you know what? Go to the game, and after the game, when you see all the bloodshed and people being arrested left and right, you tell me that that's a good idea, those two teams sharing a stadium. But, you know, hey, I don't work for the NFL. Matt, you're going with?
Well, thanks for that, that little sell there. I'm picking the Chargers. I'll pick the Chargers. I hope they win at home, at least to save some face against the Oakland Raiders. And they need a win after these last two games. They do. So. And by this time, Rivers' son, or fifth or eighth child, what is it, eighth?
Eighth child due any minute now.
Yeah. So, you know, come on. Give a papa a win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a reality show after this.
He probably is. Second down and seven. That's the name of it. Or third down and eight. Or I don't know.
19 kids, but still 3 inches short. That'd be the name
Ooh,
of the show.
Yeah. Fourth and 29.
Marlon McCree. I could go on for 8 days. Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, I have to go with the home team that's gonna have the crowd behind them. I have to go with Oakland here.
Oh. Wow.
Oakland is tough on the Chargers, except when Marty Schottenheimer was coach. We just didn't lose to Oakland. He made it. He said, "You do not lose to the Raiders."
I think that might have been more LaDainian Tomlinson.
It helped having LaDainian Tomlinson, but even when he coached Kansas City, he beat the Raiders. So, having LT, we were pretty successful when we had LT. But we have Flash Gordon now, who can't hold on. We're going to tape the ball to his hands. Kid has too much talent to be fumbling the ball like that. I got to go with the Chargers. If they don't win this game, it's done. It's done in San Diego, and Mike McCoy.
Sorry, people. The podcast is over.
Yeah. Mike McCoy should be fired. If the Chargers lose this game, the head coach should be fired.
This is our penultimate show.
Yeah,
Please,
this is all the time when Norv Turner was coach, but I don't see him getting out of the stadium alive. The three Charger fans that had survived this game, because all the bloodshed going in the stands.
Well, it's kind of like the zombie apocalypse, which we'll still get to later yet.
So, it is.
You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly. So. Next up is Mike. Cowboys versus the New York Giants. Oh, it's rivalry week. Got the Jets versus the Pats, Oakland versus San Diego. Cowboys versus the Giants.
I think unless Dez Bryant shows up, which is like still up in the air 50-50, I think Giants win this game pretty easily.
So Matt Castle's starting quarterback now.
Yeah, but Dez Bryant's pretty good. You can just throw the ball. But
you're going with the Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Matt Castle at quarterback, I gotta go with him. I'm going with the Giants.
Oh, this is so tough.
Matt Castle. he won 11 games with the New England Patriots. Matt Castle.
Sporting Becky.
I know Sporting Becky's taken her Cowboys, but I'm going to pull in a little bit of Miami Mike knowledge here, dropping the knowledge of Miami Mike. The NFC, what is this, the East? The NFC East is NFC so East. Up and down. Giants just lost to the Eagles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That means that they're going to win this one.
Eli looked great.
Yeah. The whole time, and, you know, flashback to the Star Wars.
Better than Car Wars.
The whole time I'm watching the first half, I'm like, just run the ball. Just run this clock down. I don't care. No throws. Don't get out of bounds. Just stay in bounds. Run the ball. That's what they did for the first quarter. Anyway, sidetracked there. I'm picking the Giants, though. It's an up-and-down thing. They win one, they lose one, they lose one, they win one. Giants. Sorry, Cowboys.
So
it'll be one of those things that'll come down to a field goal. You know it.
Yeah.
So, but Cowboys won earlier this season, and I can't see the Cowboys beating the Giants twice. That's the other, you know, logic. But take it away.
That was the Giants gave the game away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they still had Romo, Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. First game of the year.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, next up is me. It's the Eagles versus Carolina. I got to go with everyone's fan favorite, Riverboat Ron. Crazy Eyes. I'm going with the Panthers.
Crazy Eyes. Smile.
Better than Star Wars.
yeah, I'm taking Carolina. I mean, they're at home. They're fired up. They're 5-0. The Eagles are so... I mean, they just came off of a good win, but again, NFC East. What are they going to do? They're going to lose this one.
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know. You know, maybe they will win.
And it's Carolina home game. Every time they get a first down, they get that intimidating. Rawr! It's just it's scary. It's scary. I mean, sometimes I look around going, so you don't know if there's a Panther in the stands ready to rip your head off.
That was some good acting there, Jack.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Again, you don't get that if you're just listening to the podcast.
Yeah, tune into the YouTube and you'll see it all.
But we'd rather you download the podcast.
And rate us on iTunes.
Yes.
And sign up to Patreon.
And Patreon.
And well, then.
Carolina's 5-0. Who could have thought that before the year? But I think Carolina's going to look ahead here because they have to prepare for the fake punts of Indianapolis. I think Philadelphia pulls off an upset right here. And gives Carolina their first loss.
Oh, wow. Eagles. And the final game, the Monday night game, the game everyone's looking forward to. Baltimore Ravens versus the, I almost said St. Louis Cardinals, versus the Arizona Cardinals. Man, I'm dating myself here. B-more versus the Cards, and Matt, you're up first.
Oh, this is easy. Arizona. So they're going to bounce back from that Pittsburgh win, and the Ravens are just tanking.
Yeah.
So, and talking about tanking, we were kind of praising the other Harbaugh brother.
Jim?
John. Yeah. Went to the Michigan?
Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody see that play that they basically blew the game, right? Like, they were going for a punt. All they had to do was punt the ball. They'd win the game. But no, he gets blocked or whatever. They picked it up. They run it back. Touchdown. And
Yeah, like I said earlier, they're giving that poor kid death threats.
Oh, that's the kid. Okay.
That's the kid. I mean, it's just a it's just a football game.
It is. But, you know,
threatened. I mean, come on.
Well, but look at Detroit, you know? I mean, or Michigan as a whole. They don't have much in Detroit, so it's like they all they care about is college football.
They have cars.
But really, though, people should not threaten people for...
No.
You know.
Shouldn't threaten people over anything.
Yeah. So.
Except John Clayton.
You're dead to me, Clayton.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I know.
So, Arizona.
All right, and Mike?
Yeah, I'm feeling like this might be a sweep here. Arizona.
And we do have a clean sweep, Arizona. And before we close out the show, as we always do, we like to thank our special patrons. People, we have Tack from Tokyo, Chris O'Brien, and Eric Rickner Glatfelter. I've adopted, officially adopted him because I'm not sure if I'm saying his last name right. He said it doesn't matter, but I feel bad. So I know how to pronounce Glatfelter. So thank you to all three of those guys and gals and everybody who's helping us out. We appreciate it. And you can go to patreon.com/jandjack for more information. Anything else you guys want to add before we get on to the Walking Dead?
Thanks to everybody in the chat for joining us tonight. And yeah,
I really appreciate that because it was great.
Yeah, it's always good to see people listening. And
Jack Sarah chatted the whole season.
Yeah.
So... But that's it. I want to forget about some ugly play that happened last week. I don't know about it, and I'm all about the Star Wars.
Better than Car Wars. Day. All right, yep. So we're good to go?
Yeah.
We're going to take, for you people listening at home, we're going to be taking a 5-minute break, and then we'll come back to the next podcast.
Walking Dead.
All right, you guys ready?
All right. I'm
shut it off right now. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Great show, kid.